Hello, everyone. This is Sean the Strategy Steward. This is the second season of King of the Hill, the 5v6 Survivor Bowl show. In this episode, I'm going to preview week one of college football. And not only that, I will actually teach you how to play Survivor Pool for those that are new to it. Now, if you are new to this channel, make sure you like and subscribe so that way you can get the notification of when the next episode is going to air. Okay, there we go. It was my light. All right. So, yeah, my mic's going on and off. So, as you see the ticker, you can follow King of the Hill on social media on X, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Survivor Bowl 586. And we also got the Survivor Pool grid sheets for those college football from the Power Four. There are the Big Ten, Big 12, SEC and ACC. So there will be in the link description below to subscribe to it. And once you subscribe, you will get it for the rest of the season. So not only we have for the team survivor, we also have a player subscriber. So they're all in one package, okay? So we have a bundle package, an against the spread package, and a survivor package. All right, so And one more thing. So not only this will be video, we will also put it in audio. So that way, if you won't be able to watch it on video, you can actually download the audio, whether you're listening on your MP3, iPod, or whatever. All right. So let us get to it. Now, I've got this question so many times. Now, people want to know, what is a survivor pool? Now, a survivor pool is every week you pick one team to win. The team has to win the game. Now, if the team you pick wins, they advance. If the team you pick loses, your entry is eliminated. So once you pick that team, you cannot use them back. So if a few people survive the same week, the pot spits. Or if it goes like to a tiebreaker, if the host sets one. So before you enter a contest, make sure you read the rules. So that way, you know, you can get a great understanding. So you may be in a survivor pool where you have to pick two teams. Then you have one, you can pick three. So pay attention to like the how many teams you're going to pick, because most people just pick just for out of their brain. So you don't want to do that. All right. Now, next one. The next one we're going to look at is, what's the difference between a college football and an NFL survivor pool? I got that. Now, with the NFL, there are 32 teams. Now, in the college football, of course, I did say the Power Four and also FBS, football FBS. So if the contest allows it, depending on if the commissioner puts it in or not. Now, for NFL, is 18 weeks, while college is either 12 or 13, depends on the regular season. Now, with the mismatch for the NFL is rarely after week one. And then for college is week one through three is full of FCS and then group of five cupcakes. So in the NFL, you get one bye. Now, in college, some teams usually get a bye in a given week, such as TCU, UNC, North Carolina State, Virginia this week because they did play in week one. Then, of course, college is Thursday through Monday. Thursday games lock early. With the NFL is Sunday. And then with the security, you get in the NFL is 32 picks, 18 weeks. You can be patient. And then with college, the conference pool is tight as the Big Ten has 18 teams in 13 weeks, and you will run out of cupcakes. Now, for the early strategy for the NFL, you want to still save the elites, but the gaps are smaller. And then for college, you want to burn the number one star roles with 94% or more. Bank the three-star names, okay? So you're managing 32 chips in the NFL. Now in college, especially a conference-only pool, you're managing a short bench. So that's why the star column exists, what we got. Now I also want to say this. So in overtime, now in the NFL, like the game, if the game ends in overtime, your entry is eliminated. Now in college, they keep on going until they win, no matter how long the overtime is. So then I also got another one. It's called How to read a grid. Now, I'm going to show you what the grid is going to look like. So this is an example of a grid sheet. So as you can see it right here. Now, if you're watching this, if you're listening on audio, you won't be able to see it. But if you're watching on video, you'll be see it. So for the grid sheet, it's going to be a win percentage, the future value, and then the list of weeks. Okay. Now, the third star means save. Second star means flex. And one star means trap. So that doesn't mean you can't use them. You can use them, but there is a risk of doing that. So let me just go up and down with it because my light of the camera, my other one is going in and out. So there it is. So, and the next one we're going to look at is the week one rule. So I have a rule for week one. So what you want to do right now, if you get our grid sheet, you want to target one star teams with a high winning percentage. So what you don't want to do is you don't want to pick Ohio State over Ball State because it's 99%. Now, if somebody were not to get a grid sheet, they're going to pick Ohio State. And then later on, their pool grid sheet, the survival pool picks are messed up. So you want Ohio State in November. That's the same thing for Georgia, Texas, Oregon, Alabama, Miami, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Indiana, Utah, and Texas Tech. Now, the best ones you could use is Missouri, as Missouri, we gave them a 99% over Arkansas Pine Bluff. And then Minnesota has a 99% winning over Eastern Illinois. And then we got University of Central Florida. We gave them a 99% over Bethune Cookham. Those games are on Thursday, Minnesota and University of Central Florida. Then we got Kansas, 99% of LIU. The Boilermakers got a 98% of beating Indiana State. Vanderbilt has a 97% over Austin Peay, which we got them. Then you could also look at Syracuse. Now, Syracuse has a 98% winning chance of beating New Hampshire because week one is kind of a cupcake, okay? And then Kentucky, Arkansas, Maryland, Iowa State, and Arizona does have that as well. Now, what you don't want to play this week is Wisconsin versus Notre Dame. Wisconsin has like an 18% chance. And then you got Baylor versus Auburn, 29%. Colorado at Georgia Tech. Colorado has a 35% chance. Then Clemson at LSU, which is one of the biggest games. I would not pick that, 24%. Then we got Louisville versus Ole Miss. We got them at 32%. Then Florida State versus SMU at 44%. UCLA at California at 54%. Cincinnati versus Boston College, that's 74%, is playable only if you're desperate. So that's not like a one-star cupcake. Now, the teams that already got a bye for week one was TCU lost to UNC in week zero. That's TCU, UNC, North Carolina State, Virginia, TCU. They're blank for this week. Now, for Thursday games, you got Minnesota, University of Central Florida, Illinois, Rutgers, Utah, Wake Forest, and others. So if you're listening right now on Wednesday, those are locks for tomorrow for the Thursday games, okay? Now, I am going to give you my pick of the week. I'm going to give you the pick of the week. Now, my pick of the week for week one is Missouri over Arkansas Pine Bluff. Reason why I say that, because they have a 99% chance of beating them, and you're not wasting that team. And then also, if you already like Minnesota or University of Central Florida on a second entry, this is the main show card, the SEC sheet, but the rule is the same on all four. So if you need a Thursday official instead, Minnesota, same logic, logic locks first. So as I said before, do not make the Buckeyes, Georgia, or Texas the pick of the week. So that's how you die in week 10 with no chips left. All right, so That's it for week one, because it's not too many games we can go up of week one as we go further, because it will be competitive when week three and week four hits, because that's when conference play comes along. All right. So if you have any questions, my handle is 586 Sports S. That's two S's. Okay. So you can send me a message on X, TikTok, Threads, and yeah, X, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads. I can't think of it until in my head. All right. So you guys have a nice and wonderful week. Enjoy your week, by the way. And also, you can also subscribe to our new newsletter. So all you have to do is go to 586sports.com, sign up on the form with your email address, click get my newsletter, go to your email address, click confirm. And once you do that, you'll get your newsletter in 10 minutes. And as I said before, you'll also see the link in the description box below for to subscribe to our grid sheets. And also, in the description box, we will also give you the link to my code UUM2IX for those that are playing on Splash Sports. Now, once you enter a contest that is $10 plus or more, you will get $10 credits when the contest starts. All right? And the deadline for those games is at noon this Saturday. So also pay attention to when the deadline for your picks, because you got certain contests that got entry when the game starts. So also pay attention to that as well. So take care. This is King of the Hill 586 Survivor Bowl Show.